systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, December 8th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 124, this little show we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 or 9 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
Pretty good.
It's been a whole week!
It has been.
What are you doing?
It's been more than a week.
Yeah?
Because
we did a show last Saturday
right.
with you. And then I did a show this Saturday with just me.
Yeah.
So how the fuck are you doing?
I'm good now.
Good. That's good.
Good day so far.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening live. I don't know how this is going to work now. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit that we'll read on the show. And then thejamhole.com/live video. That's where from now on until shit breaks, that's where we're going to be doing the live shows now. We got live video and audio instead of on the old one where it was just the live audio. So if you guys are listening live, how this works, this is the Jam Hole. We do the show 3 days a week. We live in Kalispell, Montana. We just talk shit. We're very good at talking shit. Our friends, our family, my mother, she's like, son, you talk shit so beautifully. You should do something with
that. I don't
think
she finds it beautiful.
No?
I thought she hates her swearing.
Oh, well, my swearing.
You're so grody or whatever. Is that what she said? That was a quote.
Why does it have to be so vulgar? Well, why do you have to come in my chat room and tell everybody my stories? I don't appreciate that. So, yeah, I did the actual live video is going through livevideo.com. So I made a little redirect. So for future reference, thejamhole.com/livevideo. That's how you can get to it. If you guys have a camera, we got a few empty spots here. We can put you up in, I guess. I don't know. We're still new to this. This is the second show doing it live, audio and video. So if you guys are new, if you guys found us through live video, welcome. Yeah,
already quite a few people.
This is our shit. We've been doing this for 124 episodes now.
Well, I haven't actually been doing it for that long,
well,
so I keep missing them.
He got a job a couple weeks back to kind of catch everybody up, so he's only been being able to do it once a week. So
instead of three times.
Right. The last few episodes, it's been me and Ben or me and Matt, and I think we've been doing all right. You know, we keep the show going, just episodes under the old belt, you know.
So another notch in the belt.
The new feedback system, when I did the live show by myself, if you go to twitter.com/jamhole and you follow us, you'll get updates as to when the live shows are and all that kind of shit. And if you send a direct message, it'll go to my cell phone. So you can still use that. I'll leave it on if you need to, you know, tell me something right away. Otherwise, just use thejamhole.com/feedback. And thank you to AttackWork for making public this awesome feedback code. It is fucking amazing. There's no ads in it
I was so done with that old one.
I know. I didn't even want...
I never wanted to open it.
I would rather, like, stare at the chat and sift through all this bullshit than look at those goddamn flashing GIF ads.
Right, and
hey,
they play audio.
You're visitor number 100! You've won a prize! Click here! And then it's like, click, and it's like, boom, 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 pop-ups. It's like, oh, what was my prize?
And then if someone leaves a long comment, you have to click more, and when you click more, it goes to some other site, and there's a bunch of ads.
It's gay sex.
It just sucks.
I mean, like, I don't know who's listening. If you guys are gay, like, that's fine. For what we're trying to do, though, not so much.
If you're not gay, it's pretty gay sex.
Right. So we do still have youtube.com/jamhole. I'm still editing up videos from the Matt Triforce show and then the Matt and Ben show and then Ep 121, which was the other Matt and Ben show. And then what this is going to do here, if you ever go to thejamhole.com/live video, when we're not doing a show, it automatically archives all of the actual shows that we've been doing on this into clips, so you can just watch those. And I'll try and, you know, keep saving them and shit. So it's kind of cool.
What do you think?
Live video. Not too bad.
Pretty sweet.
Thank you.
It's like we can have our show saved on the website.
and not have to edit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not high def like, you know, the Evrio and the fucking Odie cam, but yeah, it's all right. It works for now, and I don't have to edit the video, which is great. It's just right there, so I don't know. It's cool. Oh, also, real quick, thank you so much to Bunny Belay for giving us the $100 for the other camera. Otherwise, you guys were just going to stare at me all show, which is fine, but I felt bad for Braden, and, you know, I don't want him to cry. He's very sensitive about this kind
honestly
of stuff.
I didn't really care.
Farm said, you've just won a free iPod Nano. Click here. I fucking hate that shit. That and the fucking spam that's been going around, like Facebook and people's accounts getting hacked. And
really?
It's like, here's an app. I just sent you a flower. It's like, stop that.
I ignore all those.
I know. I block them.
Like, I don't care who it's from or what it is. I'm going to ignore it.
There's more and more, it seems like, every fucking day. And, like, I go through my spam box just for fun. And, you know, you got to think that shit wouldn't be out there if people weren't fucking making it have money and stuff. Like, people fall for the dumbest shit. I've seen some in there that's like, hey Matt, click here to see a video of you, like that you right. a hidden camera video.
I've seen those.
And like, if you didn't know better, you would be like, somebody has me on video.
Or it's like, it's a message, is like, is this a picture of you?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know.
Let me, and you click it and you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah. I just don't bother.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. For more information, click here. Like, what? Trying to contact you again. There's some that just pull it, like,
I need to get a hold of you.
It's the loneliness of the internet. You know, you're bored. You're looking through your email. It's like, hey, I'm trying to contact you again. And then you're like, all right, I'm game. And then it's all Canadian pharmacy, number one internet inline drugstore, Viagra. Really? You were trying to contact me again for that? Rock hard and huge.
Apparently, you need Viagra.
Apparently,
they're
that's
trying
like,
to tell you.
That's all these are. And then the bank ones, of course.
Right.
It's like, you need to change your login info at our bank. It's like, you know, some people will be like, oh, okay. And boom, now there goes your fucking credit card and shit. Mm-hmm. So, nice stuff the internet has. Also, if you guys are new to the show, thejamhole.com/donate. If you like what we do, you can feel free to just drop us $5 or 50, either or. We do sell t-shirts. The shows are free. We just kind of work and spend our money on all of this wonderful shit that we can take with us when we die and whatnot.
It's not coming with us.
It's not, is it?
No.
So,
it's going to be here. Someone's going to take it.
Yeah. Well, somebody might before.
Can we just get.
While we're still here, even. I'm waiting for the day where I come home and I open the door and, like, the cat's gone, the cameras are gone, the fucking computers are gone.
The cat, that's all right.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't, but, you know, everything else. Like, right. I kind of need to.
They
do
probably
this.
Leave the cat, is the shitty thing.
That is shitty. So, Saturday, I did the show all by myself and stuff at night. And
I heard part of that.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? You didn't think
different.
I could do it, did you?
I wasn't sure what it'd sound like. Well, I didn't know.
What were you expecting? Like, just
I was in a lot of silence. Were you just like waiting for someone to say something?
Just all. Well, I cut that out of the actual podcast.
Did
but, like,
you do
in the
that?
Video. But it wasn't that like I was just lost and stuff. It was that I was interacting. Sorry, with the listeners
right.
that are over here.
Right.
And, you know, seeing what they want. Because we're mostly just testing it. But since we tested it for a couple hours, I figured I might as well turn it into an actual show. Because, you know, I talked about my notes and whatnot and stuff like that. So it turned out good. I listened back to it today and it was weird, like.
Just hearing you.
Yeah, just me. Like, yeah. There was a lot less laughing because I don't have, you know, you to bounce jokes off of. And.
Right.
I don't know. I'll do it if I have to, but I prefer to have.
You
got to
bounce off your own jokes.
Yeah, and that's hard to do. It's like I'm bouncing them off the chat, and I'm like waiting. You know,
just that ha ha.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I like,
lol.
I go to ding the bell and look at your expression, and there is none because you're
just
not
an
here.
Empty chair.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'll do it if I have to. There will be shows 3 days a week. But I would prefer it. And I think Ben's been really into it lately. He was just like texting me. He's like, dude, I love the jam hole. I have to do this more often with you. And like, he's way into it and stuff. So that's good.
That is good.
I missed you.
Did you?
Not really. Oh, kind of. I don't know. It's because me and you have this thing. You know, we've done over 100 shows, just me and you.
Right.
And
that's then, like over 100 hours of us just chilling here.
Yeah. Like, I know what to expect from you. And true. Then it's different for each person. You know, some people have more to say. Some have, well, it's hard to say any less than you
right.
do. But
that's true. Yeah, I don't say that
the
much.
The things they do say, it's just not, you know.
Well, they're a different person. They have different
I just have higher
reactions.
Standards, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Or you're just used to one person.
I'm used to you.
Yeah, you're just used to it.
Don't quit me.
I'm not quitting.
So what's work like? Did you figure out how much you're getting paid?
Yeah.
And how much is it?
$8.
That's all right for tossing salads and washing dishes and shit.
Yeah.
How is it, though?
Easy.
Really?
It's boring a lot.
Your first
time.
Job ever. Well, that's because it's a new restaurant and they're
right.
still building.
We just kind of hang out and talk. Like we just figured out how we're going to like open up a strip club here and it's not going to get shut down.
In this fine Italian dining restaurant.
No, I mean in California.
No, I'm just saying in this fine dining
right, yeah.
restaurant,
in
you guys
kitchen.
Are in the back like, boy, if I had a strip club here, I tell you what, son, this will be a whole nother place.
No, well, no, it's just because like, I don't know. I think David was talking about something with a stripper pole. Wanted to get a stripper pole.
The portable stripper pole?
Yes, pretty much.
With the built-in
in the restaurant.
With the built-in LED lights?
Yeah.
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant.
Oh,
and
man.
Then somehow it came up about like how...
That's not going to ever
no,
be able to happen?
Well, how there's a lot of people that have tried to get a strip club open in Kalispell. But
really?
It gets shut down every time.
By the city or
yeah,
what?
Well, like the city or just some big religious church wing will like buy out their loan and say like you have 30 days to pay this off. Or
really?
You're getting shut down. And so we figured out a way how you could open a strip club and there's nothing anyone could do to stop you.
You need to have naughty pictures of all of the church leaders in compromising
yeah.
positions.
That's exactly what we came up with.
Oh!
Not really, no.
No?
No.
Damn it. So what did you come up with?
Well, you would buy your own land, like, way out the fuck middle of nowhere,
oh,
even more than here, like in Marion.
You could open it up in the middle of nowhere.
No, but, like...
That kind of defeats
like,
the purpose
like
of having...
Like, out towards, like, Marion or something, like, halfway between there, and you buy your land, and then you build it, you know, you get it
well,
built.
Yeah, anyone could do that out there. It's
right.
the fact of doing it in the city. Like, they even made our head shop, the fucking Heads Up, the
it's
place
still
that sells...
in the city, kind
no, of. It's out of city, actual
right,
city limits,
right.
though. He used to be right on Main Street, and then
really?
They made some bullshit ordinance saying you can't sell glass smoking accessories within the city limits. So
why?
He had to either get rid of all of the glass, in which case they would have came back with another one and been like, well, now you can't sell any kind of smoking.
Right.
So what he did was just moved outright. Like, the city limit line is, like, right there,
really?
Right?
And then
there's
another head shop right next to
right
it.
Next door to it. That's
like,
seems
they're right
so,
next to each other. And they both are awful.
They're tiny. Like, the one's bigger, and it's got porn and shit in it, but the other one's just like a little A-frame and you walk
awful.
In and
it's like a shed.
Literally, it's like my bedroom number two. It's just a box, and then they have like two showcases and some glass pipes and shit, and they're all just overpriced and shitty.
Not
so.
That cool.
So has it been picking up there then? Like, are they
it's some yeah when it is busy it's busier
like
it always
constant.
It comes in well not even constant just like it'll be dead and then tons of people will come and then they'll all leave but we'll still have like stuff to do because
right.
we have to start cleaning
well
up.
That's I think all food services like that
yeah.
like
everyone
I
comes at the same time but every time everyone comes there's more people that
right
come
when I worked
time.
At Sizzler it was like that you'd have like the one it'd be dead when you first got there and then you'd have one kind of rush and then you'd have like the main dinner rush and then throughout the rest of the night like people here
yeah,
and there
person,
and,
yeah, yeah not much
fuck that shit. So what do you think though, like your first job ever in life, like is this what you
well
were...
I've worked for family
hold on.
Though but that doesn't really count
is this what
me.
You were born and bred to do
no
food service
this is what I was born and bred to do
this right here well thejamhole.com/donate make us do this for our day job we'll do it 5 days a week I'll do it 7 days a week I don't give a shit
yeah I don't care
just pay me find us advertisers or oh we got a bunch of new people real quick if you go to Podcast Alley and search for us you can vote for us and we'll go higher in the rankings which will get us more listeners which will make shit like this more fun because we'll have more hot chicks to look at except for Bunny on Belay like we need more
Right. We need more of her.
Right. More of you. Can you clone yourself like two more times? We need to get her just like two more computers with cameras, and it can be like
just
me,
multiple angles.
Me, you, and then like one of her boobs, one of her butt, and one of her probably her pretty face, I guess.
I guess. That's the last one on the list. That was nice, dude.
Podcast Alec. Just saying. If you know, you're like, huh, I like these guys. I want to do something for them, but I'm broke because I don't know if you know this, but we are still in a depression.
Yeah.
Haven't got out yet. You might have thought, hey, Obama's prez now. There's
change.
Money. Money is raining down from the heavens like, hallelujah. Nay, it is not.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
No, I don't think so either. So a whole week since you've been on this show, do you have any notes, anything at all you want to talk about?
No, I don't really keep track of things.
Anything notable happened? Did you find any hot chicks working there yet?
Not at all.
No?
No.
Did you find out if all of the waitresses do in fact have children?
Not in fact, but pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Like
I've talked to kind of all of them a little bit when there's nothing to do.
Like, hey, so how many kids do you have? I'm just making a survey.
No,
don't
but if they do have kids, they always come up when you talk to someone new.
Right. Of
always,
course.
If they have them. If not, it's just they don't get mentioned.
It's like they want to just throw that out there, like, in front real
right.
quick. So it's like, you know that I have kids now. If you want to just walk away, I won't blame you. I almost expect it. I like to open up every conversation with, so I have three kids at home I'm raising all by myself.
Right.
Do you know?
Every time you meet someone new.
Do you know what that's like?
No. Do you want to?
No. So over the weekend, like I said, I was doing that show and stuff, and I woke up Sunday, and I was all motivated. I was going to do some work on the website and do all this live video embedding and shit. So I go on the FTP, and I'm looking, and I see this folder called Balls. And I'm like, huh.
Oh, hey, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. That was the folder that everything got backed up into.
Right.
Now, I didn't think we were using that folder anymore.
Because it was a backup.
Right. So I deleted it.
Right.
Right. And you know what that did?
Fucked it.
I went to thejamhole.com. You know what it told me?
What? It wasn't there.
Gone.
It's not
could
there.
Not connect
you
to database.
You just deleted it.
Yeah, remember thejamhole.com? Yeah, that site that you've worked so hard on? Yeah, you just deleted it, actually.
Because someone named the folder Balls.
I was just trying to clean up
if
stuff.
If I knew what it was. Well, if we knew
and then,
what it was.
And then I was updating WordPress because it was at the old one, and it was all fucked up because we had switched around thejamholetv.com, and so there was this other WordPress install. So I deleted that too. And that was fine. But when I got rid of that other thing, the database was in it. So it's gone. No backups. So I fucking...
So let's hear the other fun.
I fucking cried.
Did you?
Cried. No, I didn't really cry. But so I'm... Why? There was one backup in the backup thing, and I was like, restore, please, and it's like, this backup file is corrupt. I'm like, yeah, of course it is.
Because part of it was probably in the Balls folder.
Yeah, probably. Like, why would you put it in there? I thought we were all done with that. So I fucking just wiped everything off, and I made a little redirect, so it went to the old site, the OMG Cats site, because, you know, that's still up and working, and we've still been updating it. So all the posts were there, right. But not where they needed to be. So I'm like, well, I need a new version of WordPress anyways. I might as well fucking do this. So I spent all night Sunday, all day and all night, just getting fucking baked on my salvia and just fucking fixing all of
just
this shit
balls.
That I had just destroyed. I had so many plans and all this motivation that I was going to get all this shit done. And by the time Monday came, we were fucking ready. New feedback system, new fucking shit and this and that. Fucking gone. Like, my life's work just...
And of course you couldn't export it.
Of course not! Why would I be able to do that?
You're telling that part.
I go to fucking export it, thinking maybe it'll work this time. We have a 9 meg WXR file, which is WordPress's, all of the posts, all of the comments, all of the categories, the colors, everything is in that file. 9 megs. I'm like, alright, cool. I go to the new WordPress install I just got done doing, and I go to import, and it's like, you can import a file here. 2 meg limit. Why would you limit that? You know my file's bigger than that. Why would you say 2 megs? What the fuck is 2 megs? I have 10. So, I fucking...
You had to write an email.
I sent an email to support at lunarpages.com, and I'm like, hey, I do this, and I just did this, and now none of this works. Can you increase my fucking PHP any file to my uploads to like 16 megs? Because I read somewhere you have to do it in 4 meg category or 4 meg
increments.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. See, no one else would have done that. I would have just been
I know
here
what
going,
you're
going
to say. And then just be like, uh-huh.
That word. Fuck. So, and I sent that off, and I don't hear back from him, so I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So I start copy and pasting all the old posts, all 124 of them, to the new site. And I get to about, I started at the top, and I had 30 left, and I get an email from support at lunarpages.com. Can you take a wild fucking guess what the fuck it said? Anyone.
Your upload has been increased.
Yeah! Hooray! Yay. Hey, you remember that thing you needed like 10 hours ago? Well, I finally got around to it, so you're good to go. 30 posts left to fucking import. So, I don't know. It's all fuck. But I'm glad that it's done now, because now we have the newest version of WordPress, and I got this cool thing. If you go to thejamhole.com, you'll notice in the upper right-hand corner, there's a widget for all of our Twitter posts. Well, for mine. I need to look, because Brayden has a Twitter now also, so you can get his cool things. I enjoy reading yours, because they're always so, like, just down on America and society, like, it's God.
Just, I just see something that pisses me off.
Saw a fat chick with 3 kids. All I could think of was, cool, have some more kids. Like, just shit like that all day. It's so great. How come people that have kids are, like, 12? Why is that? That was so fun. So, everything is working now. Like I said, I do still have the 30 more posts to put in, but they're, like, from 1 to 30. So, you're not really missing much from 1 to 10. 10 on, they're...
All the best ones are there.
Yeah, I'd say from about 25 up, they're all just good. But, you know, before that, we were learning. We just started. Neither of us had ever done this before, so... Mm-hmm. I like to keep them just to be like, this is our full category, or our full... library of fucking
right. Our
of
catalog
work.
Of episodes.
That was the word category. What the fuck?
Where were you without me?
I don't know. A
you
lot
must
of
have been making no sense knowing to correct the proper words to use.
Yeah, I can hear the levels, but you're not making any sense. Like, are you saying sentences or just random words?
Right.
He talks with his hands. It's weird.
Yeah, your hands are really blurry on mine. It's
really?
Just like,
I'm sorry. I need to move slower. Even well, yours that. Is lagged, too. Mine's okay here. All right. Well, so, yeah, twitter.com/jamhole, thejamhole.com/feedback. All that shit's on the site. If you guys are new, feel free to take a look around. This is a little something I like to call internet anonymous confessions.
Not the usual. Try one more time.
Okay, hold just on. Let me tell us something about work while I'm doing this.
I have nothing to tell you about work. But
thank
I have
you.
Something to tell you about a friend of mine.
Done and done. Doesn't work. No, tell me a story about a friend of yours, please. Well, is he in jail now?
That could have happened, I guess.
Maybe.
Well, I freaked out on mushrooms, kind of. I had a bad trip for a little while.
Was it? Hey, remember that time when you ate mushrooms mm-hmm. with this chick and I told you that wasn't a good idea and then you called me and was like, hey, come pick me up because I'm freaking out? Do you remember that?
I do remember
that. Was
that.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
So was now you day. Have a friend.
So now a friend of mine's freaking out, but it was like totally different situation. Like, He
didn't eat mushrooms with his ex-girlfriend.
No,
oh, okay.
But he thought he was going to, like, die or something. I don't
what?
Know. Yeah, like, he ate some mushrooms, and, like, I knew he did. He came over, and he was, like, said he was tripping. And then, like,
Of course.
And then he left, and, like, he called me a couple hours later, like, saying he thought he was going to die. Like, he ate a bunch of food, he thought. Like, a ton of food.
How much mushroom?
Like, he's a pig.
How much
Seriously.
How many mushrooms did he eat?
Like a half eighth was
that's
all.
It?
Yeah.
They must have been fucking potent.
I don't know.
Did he eat them on a totally empty stomach?
No.
Like,
he didn't.
I just got off of a week-long fast, and the first thing I like to eat are shrooms.
Yeah. No, he ate, like,
awesome.
Probably, you know, a while before that. I don't know when he ate. He said he did. I asked him. But then he said he ate a bunch of food after, and he, like, his stomach got all...
Sorry. Does that throw you off?
Yeah. I totally lost my... where I was going.
Woo-hoo! Right. The whistle go! Woo-hoo!
No, but he was saying he ate a bunch of food, and, like, that he felt like he couldn't digest this food, and his stomach was all, like...
like, it was just bloated. Building
just,
up?
Yeah, and, like, he needed to, like, puke or something, but he couldn't puke.
Wow.
And I'm like, really, dude? Jesus. And he's like... I think I need to call 911. I'm like, don't do that.
I would have fully agreed with him.
Yes,
dude, you're dying. Call 911. And then call me back. Oh, could you imagine that phone call? Hello, 911 emergency. I can't digest my food. I'm freaking. I'm dying. I think I'm dying. Sir.
Are you crazy?
Is this an emergency?
Because he was kind of insane.
That's
that
awesome. Oh man, poor kid.
I just told him to like calm down. Like
you're gonna
be fine. It's just the shrooms making you think you're feeling like different than you really are.
I mean, really, nobody listens to me. I always tell people when they're gonna do that. If there's any thoughts that like anything buried deep within your conscience that is bugging you, but you think you're over it, like you're totally not going to be when you trip. Like it will come back and it will engulf you and you're going to end up a little crying ball of mush on the floor, probably piss also. That's awesome.
I calmed him down though, and a buddy of mine.
Did you talk him through it?
Well, yeah, for the most part. I mean, I got off the phone with him. He was like, "All right," and he didn't call 911 or anything. But like, good thing. Later that night, me and another buddy went over to his house and just hung out with him for quite a while. And he was like, he was all feeling like he said he felt so amazing now after all that. Like,
really?
He felt so good. And he was
I just
like,
had to get rid of all that negative.
Well, he said he figured out like a bunch of shit that he's been doing that he shouldn't be doing. He's gonna do the right thing now. Whatever.
Right? Except for when he wakes up, he's gonna totally forget about it.
The next day, he's not gonna do
it. And he's gonna go right back to shooting up heroin again or whatever the fuck he was doing that he figured out he shouldn't be doing.
Well, no, it wasn't anything like that.
Oh, okay. Not yet.
Right.
Give
That's
it time.
Later in life.
I don't know if you know this
He's
or not.
He's still got a lot of time.
But I heard there is a pandemic globally of just kids doing pills and oxys and just
opiates. Pretty crazy.
Just like robbing pharmacies to get drugs. Mm-hmm. Whatever we come to.
But it's so easy to get started on it because like you can get it from someone else. Someone
or
like
parents,
let you try it or
like,
you'll find some.
What's this?
Right.
Oxycontin. Fucking gulp. Oh, now I'm a junkie. Cool. All right. Well, you ready for some confessions?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So, yeah, like we were saying, Group Hug, where we usually get our confessions from, is currently not accepting internet connections at the moment. So, I found another spot. Basically, what these are, internet confessions. We figure people on the internet hide behind the internet, so they're very liberal with what they say to begin with. Now, give them a place that they can confess all of the shit that's bugging them with the protected anonymity of the internet. Oh, my God.
Just like they fully take advantage of when they're talking shit.
Completely. And they just pour their hearts out, and then we read it here and try and help them. Well...
These same keyboard commandos are such assholes and just like fucking tough on the internet. Are these same like just emo
that are crying because
my life is
I'm
so
addicted
bad.
To World of Warcraft. Yeah. My wife left me. She took the dog. I have nothing except my +72 enchantress.
I picture like Mike almost.
Yeah
basically.
Totally.
Like Mike is just imagine Mike goes on the internet and he just talks a bunch of shit to people and is a big asshole and he's all tough.
Yeah.
But
and then you
in reality, he's actually crying. So he goes and confesses over here.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Nice.
I wish like it was mandatory that you had to have your picture on there. I mean, I know that would be
anonymous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, I don't know you. I can just see
I don't know
I
you.
I don't know who that is.
That might not be your picture. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know your name.
All right. Well, I give you anonymous confessions. I just spent the past hour searching for a techno song I heard in an amateur porn video.
Have you ever done that?
I was just going to ask you. Have you ever done that?
It's all bad techno.
I've never done that. I've searched for like just random like porn music to use for this thing I was doing at the time.
Like porn,
never mind.
Maybe?
Don't worry about it.
Is that what you were telling the girl at Best Buy today?
I've never been like fucking jerking off and then been like,
oh, I like that song.
Oh shit, son. Dunch,
dunch, dunch. I want that song.
You know, sorry dick, I gotta find this fucking song.
I gotta figure out what this
is. Is that Darude? Cause that is hot. Oh, it was a bitch to find, as the version that was in the porn was actually a remix of some techno song by a German, I think. They make the good
shit.
That's
the good stuff.
Listen to the show for a while, you'll know the German stuff, that's the good stuff. I've been casually looking for the song for a few weeks but couldn't find it.
Casually, like all day,
like 24 hours a day for like the past 2 weeks, just snorting meth and trying to find this song.
I gotta find this song.
Like, fuck, what is it? It's in my head and I don't know. I couldn't find it. A few times I just minimized the porn video and just listened to the song. I couldn't find the song, so I had to convert the whole porn video into an MP4, right. And then I actually put it on my iPod Touch.
Yeah.
So now not only can I jerk off,
I can listen to the song.
That's my song, honey.
Maybe he just wants the song without the fucking noise in it. I mean,
maybe.
Because whatever time you listen to that song, you're going to hear two people fucking or whatever.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, it depends what kind of porn it was, I guess.
True.
Oh, yeah. The song is Shining Star by Oli Van Dusk. The remix was done by Sven RG versus Bass T, I believe.
Sweet.
Just saying.
So if you want to check out this song.
I'm nailing a fazette. What is a fazette? A fazette. TheJamhole.com/feedback also, if I know, if I ask. Oh, Sir Brantley says, FlufferTracks.com is online streaming porn music. It's a full-time radio station with nothing but porn music. That's awesome. So, what's a fazette? And it's wondrous. I'm nailing a fazette? Like a...
I don't know.
A kind of girl or
maybe
something? I don't know.
Or an animal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't fucking know. It's an animal? Oh, I meant gazelle.
Right.
And it's wondrous. I pee in a shared shower.
Why?
You're the reason I don't like shared showers. That and the fact that I was always a fat kid, so I never liked even like taking my shirt off because kids
like,
were mean and they would poke me and stuff.
I just don't like taking a shower with a bunch of other dudes.
Yeah, sorry.
That I just don't like.
Oh, man. They always get down to some kind of weird towel-involving shenanigans. An ass is always involved, and I'm not into it. Have you ever peed in a shared shower before?
No, I don't even remember if I've ever taken a shower in a shared
shower.
Well,
you could just go in there and just pee before.
Right, but why would you do that?
I've peed in shared sinks before, but never shower. I pee in, like, my own shower. Like, it's just out of habit.
It just goes down the drain.
I, like, once in a while, too, I'll just, like, pee on my feet to see if it makes me aroused. Just, you know, you gotta try something new. Just being like, huh, I wonder if I'm into piss.
Okay.
I wonder if I'm into piss porn. Nope.
But look at it this way. If you
please.
I would rather not know if I'm aroused by peeing on my feet.
Why?
Than know that I am
but but if you are, then you've just opened up a whole world of unexplored pornography. Piss porn and water sports. And if you're into pee, you might be into poo. I mean,
how about you try that and see if you're into poo?
I don't like pooping in my shower because you always have to take the stick end of the plunger and like get the poop to go down the drain.
Have you tried?
What? What does that even mean? Sometimes I feel like I'm in love with her, but we've only been seeing her for a few months.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? Which, are you mixing up your pronouns, or...
What, was that an accident?
Sometimes I feel like I'm in love with her, but we've only been
Pardon?
Seeing her for... Dude, we met the most hottest chick last night. And
excuse me?
I think we're in love with her. You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah. Oh, do you have a parrot on your shoulder? What?
We've only been seeing her for a few months. Me and you. The collective weave.
Us. That means you're ready for marriage, remember?
I think I'm setting myself up for a very painful disappointment. Well, if there's two of you, then one of you is getting set up for some seriously painful
disappointment.
Unless
it's a couple trying to find a third person for them.
Right. Or you're like a Mormon and polygamous.
Right.
Or whatever.
It's got to be one of those.
Right. Once, oh man, just once, while having sex with my girlfriend, I fantasized about her mother to help hurry things along. Yeah! Come on! Wow. Your mother. Hey.
Maybe her mom is way hotter.
Maybe they're twins. No, maybe, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I could see that. I can't say that I've done that per se, but I've thought about, like, other people in her family. Like, not her mother. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay, you do that.
The night after she dumped me, probably because they were fucking and he, like, called out her mom's name instead of her own, I would pay money.
Happen.
I would pay fucking real monies to, like, see that in progress. Like, to just quietly be sitting in a chair in the corner, like...
just wait, yep.
Maybe like this.
Maybe a little bit, after a while.
But then... Remind me to edit that out of the actual podcast.
Yes, they're not going to get that.
Like, right when he's like, oh, Susan, oh, Beth. And then, like, the needle on the record just...
Exactly.
What?
Excuse me?
And then just hold on, dude. I'll time you. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 8 seconds. You're good. Oh, God, that must have been an awkward next morning.
Dude, that must have been an awkward instant. Like, the second you said that.
Right here, now.
Yeah, just be like, wait, what'd you say?
The night after she dumped us, I had it.
God, is this in third person?
This is the same where I was just kidding.
The night, I was hoping you weren't.
The night after she dumped me, I had a sex dream involving...
her mom?
Her mom, of course.
Or both of them.
Of course you did. And it was good.
Did you wake up with cum in your pants?
Absolutely. Well, it wouldn't be much of a sex dream if I didn't.
It's true.
It'd just be like a...
just be a dream.
A dream. Yeah. Oh, I hate most of the retards on this site who piss and moan about every insignificant thing. That's not nice. Mm-hmm. Don't judge. I would tell them to all go kill themselves, but that's the jam hole's job.
You know, by doing what this person's doing, they're kind of, you know, acting like those people.
Don't fuck with my shit.
Right.
Confessions, that's my shit. Don't fuck with
it. It's already been fucked with today.
That's right. I tell them to go kill themselves, not you. Not you.
1-800-THE-JAM-HOLE.
That's right. We need to get that. I would tell them to go kill themselves on a daily, except I care too much about some people on here to get banned. I actually like James Blunt's music. Who the fuck is James Blunt?
Probably some horrible musician.
Horrible.
If it's a confession, it can't be very good.
Right.
He's
like,
kind of ashamed of it.
I have to get this out,
but I can't let anyone know I like this.
All right, guys. I've been listening to James Blunt's music. There, I said it.
And I like it, too.
I'm so horrible.
That's just embarrassing.
Sorry.
That's all it is.
Sometimes I go too far and I actually start crying.
Yeah. Is it because you like
it's James because Blunt? I had 4 years of acting school.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you listened to 1, 2, 3, you would know that. I'm messing around with my best friend's X. That's all right, right? I mean,
I guess that's that's kind of common.
He just dumped her last night, and it is now 4 p.m. the next day than that. But
right, well, it's last night. It's 12:01. It's the next
only day. Thing is, where do you think this is? What do you think? only thing is...
Probably afraid to tell his friend about it.
The thing is, this has been going on for a while.
Before they were...
For a while, as in before they broke up.
Right.
For a while, as in I'm kind of the reason we broke up. Just,
right.
I just want to get that off my chest. That's fine, because she's cheating on you with her, with your other best friend's sister or some shit.
Something.
Brother, I don't know. I've cheated on my wife 4 times.
Jesus.
In parentheses and counting. Wow. T-minus. Oh, man. 4 times.
He wants that number bigger.
And counting. Just saying, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it.
No one on Phased really knows me, including the Phasers I have personal relationships
Photon
with.
Photon Phaser?
No, because this is Confessions, the Dark Secrets of the Phased.net community. Mm. So all these confessions apparently are from people on Phased.net, which means they're not really anonymous.
No.
I think you could probably find them pretty easily. Oh, let's see. A few more here, and then we'll do some other things. What's the time, please?
Not a clue.
All right. Thank you. I got my mistress pregnant and had to pay for an abortion.
Oh, bummer.
Of course you did. Oh, I've said it before, but I have to say it every time because I feel like maybe there's one more person listening now that wasn't back then, mm-hmm. and they might be in this situation.
And they need your help.
They need you. This is FYI. You need to know this. If you get your girl pregnant and you need her to have an abortion, make sure it's her idea, because if you don't, every argument you have for the remainder of the relationship, she will bring that up and use it against you.
But the problem it's is, like even if it isn't her idea, she still needs to have the abortion.
Well, right, of course.
So if she did, I mean...
One way or another.
Right.
Right. I'm just
so
saying...
So either way, she's going to use it against you. I didn't really want to have one, only because you wanted it gone, I did it. See, there's
right.
some. There's always some
there,
excuse.
Always. And they'll always be like, well, I killed my baby for you! And they're like, what do you say to that?
You can't say anything.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you have, I don't know, you could be a writer for SNL, man. You have nothing when that comes back in your face. Excuse my face, you can drink. Oh, that's a little other part of the show. Every time we read stuff and we lose our spot, it's a drinking game, so go ahead. I took the money out of my secret slush fund account to pay for it. Secret slush? Is that like Secret Santa?
I don't know.
She would have kept the baby if I had wanted to, of course, but I didn't want to have to explain child support to my wife. Hello! Honey, I would keep and raise this baby with you,
but
I kind of have a wife and, like, 2 other kids.
And
with,
they can't know about this.
With my wife, and
right.
if they know about it, they'll end up leaving me, and then I'll be stuck with you.
The thing is, when that shit happens, it's like, oh, my wife left me, so I'll just be with this person. But then they leave you, so then you're really stuck alone.
As Sir Brentley says, that drinking game would give everyone alcohol poisoning. Yes, it does.
There are nice words.
You have no idea.
Sometimes it's not so bad.
It depends how much salvia we've smoked.
Right.
So,
speaking of,
yes, hold on. Somebody's wife was not smelling somebody's dick when somebody got home from a late night. That's all I'm saying. I'm in the federal witness relocation program. Wow.
Okay.
I
probably
once,
shouldn't have said that, honestly.
I once had sex with my mom. Sad smiley face.
It sounded like a good idea at the time, but
I was drunk.
When I look back on it, not so much.
No, because now we have a baby and it's all weird.
Yeah,
and
she keeps calling me and like...
God, I'm like, Mom, get a fucking job.
Right.
All right, a few more here. I was caught masturbating to a photograph of my sister's friend by the girl in the photo. My sister's friend caught me jerking off to a picture.
How do you get caught doing that, though?
Of my sister's friend.
Don't do that when your sister's friends are out.
Like, I need to do this right now.
I got somewhere to go. I need to just bust this out.
I'm just saying,
like,
he couldn't wait till she left or something. It's like, yeah. I have to do this right now.
You don't have a lock on your door? You can't go into the bathroom and lock the door?
I was in my sister's room at the time, so I'm sorry. I would have been okay to have seen that, but I think the first one would have been better. Just like in mid coitus, just interrupted.
Maybe he was at her house and he like found a picture of her on the wall and just started beating off, and they walked home because he broke in. No,
so I could see. Yeah,
people are crazy.
Maybe he was driving around beating off, and he was driving around beating off to this photograph. Pulls up to a stoplight. Looks over, holy shit, it's your sister and her friend. Yeah. And you're just like, oh.
But how can they really see? I mean, would you be...
They're in a
picture,
truck, like, you're in a car. Okay. Fuck you, Brayden.
Brayden. That's all right, I'm just saying.
I have several pictures of my cousin mixed in with my porn files.
Wow.
Yes. I'm the one that put them there, no big deal. I used to cut myself with a steak knife, of course. And give myself eraser burns when I was younger. Do you ever do that?
No, but I went to school with a lot of people that would do that.
Like, I remember we used to take Bic pens when they were empty, and you'd take a piece of paper, and you'd rub them on the paper, like, really quick for, like, a minute, and that would make the tip really hot, and then you would, like, go and, like, right on the back of people's necks, and, like,
that's
in
so
line,
shitty.
You'd just walk by and go, and they would fucking freak out. It was the best thing.
Wow.
But never cut myself with a steak knife. I always had a buck knife. And
did you give yourself eraser burns?
No, I used to. Well, me and my ex-girlfriend used to do this a long time ago. We'd take a lit cigarette after we'd taken a few drags, and like, see that? Okay, you'd hold your arms together like this, and you'd put the cigarette in the middle of the two arms while it was lit, and see who could like hold it there the longest. It was called playing cigarette chicken or something.
Huh.
Yeah, I got a couple burn marks from that. And then we used to take the Bic lighters and like light them for a really long time till they got hot, then put it on your skin.
Fuck.
And when it all healed up, you had this little smiley face thing.
It's like a scar smiley face.
Dumb shit we used to do.
I went to school with this one girl that would just sit in class and just pull her hair out. Just like clumps.
Really?
Yeah, just fucked up.
Like, it's never clean. It's never
the spiders.
Clean. That's weird. The shitty thing was I kept getting busted by my girlfriend because I always had hair all over me.
No, luckily I didn't sit
like, can you
here.
Stop putting that on my bag? You're getting me in trouble.
Could you quit throwing your clumps of hair at me?
Now, so this is the same person, eraser burns, cutting myself with a steak knife when I was younger, okay? Now, when I want to keep a straight face, I imagine...
I just shoot some heroin.
Like, oh, it's going to be a long day. Now, when I want to keep a straight face, I imagine blood seeping out of a fresh cut. What do you imagine when you want to keep a straight face?
I don't know. I don't
blood
really
seeping out of a fresh cut? That's healthy.
Yeah, that works. Why does that give you a straight face?
Because I used to cut myself with a steak knife and give myself eraser burns when I was younger.
So
because my dad,
I don't get the connection. Like, why
fresh blood image?
But I don't get why that would make you have a straight face.
Oh, that I don't know. I just imagine whoever I'm talking to totally naked. That helps me. I don't know.
I just stop thinking about whatever I'm thinking to not have a straight face and just have one.
And just do it?
And just, yeah.
So don't think of funny, think of having a straight face.
Right. Exactly.
I could do that all day.
Mm-hmm.
Just
it's
think
easy.
About it.
Just don't, just resist.
I regret doing it now. No. I'm glad I have scars all over my arms and a deep-seated need to cut the shit out of myself. I regret doing it now, but I don't think if I were that age again, I'd change anything. Of course not, because we like how we are. Why would you change?
I don't know. A lot of people don't.
I almost didn't vote for Obama, because I was like,
I
kind of like things just shitty and
slowly
awful.
Getting worse.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to get drafted.
There's still a chance that it will get bad. I mean, get worse still, you know.
Hey, little saying I just made up. Yeah. It has to get worse before it can get better.
Right.
Like, we have to all just be totally wiped off
and
the planet.
Start over.
And then it'll get better.
Yeah. Once we aren't in the universe anymore.
Right. The better off it'll
the
be.
The better off everything involved, yeah.
All right. Last one here, and then we'll do some news. My wife gives incredible blowjobs. All of my friends say so. She's amazing. She's had a lot of practice. She's only fucked 5 or 6 guys, but the number of blowjobs is much higher. No, not 37. This might bother some guys, but I love it. I love it. Some of the most mind-blowing orgasms of my life have been while fucking her and her telling me about her past sex life.
That's kind of
like,
weird.
Hey, honey, tell me about the time you banged my best friend.
Right.
Oh, that's the stuff. That's the stuff. You know how daddy likes it. Now bring in my best friend, quick. You love it. She used to have one particular guy. Let me explain. She'd go over to his house and get naked. Then he'd give her a full body massage. At the end, she'd get on her knees in front of him and suck his cock, and he'd shoot it all over her face, of course. Then she'd come home and make me kiss her. That I didn't enjoy.
No.
Then they'd shower together, and she'd leave, of course. They never fucked and never went out. What? She'd go... Oh, okay.
Drink?
They never fucked. No, I didn't lose my spot. I thought he said they had fucked and shit. Mm. He gave her a full body massage. She sucked him off. They showered, and then that was it. They never fucked, never went out. Sometimes I think it would be fun for her to call him up and go over for one more massage. But I don't know if I'd feel the same afterward. Yeah.
Why would you even... recommend that?
It's like, you know, it always sounds and starts out like a great idea, and then she goes over there and you're sitting at home alone and you're like, huh.
And you're just sitting there thinking, wow, she's sucking off some dude.
I know,
right?
And
now
then you go over there with your shotgun and you fucking give him the business. All right, well, you got anything else before we do some news here? Episode 124. All right, call it in the air, please.
Heads.
Tails! Ha!
Do it.
Start that. I will start this. This one is called Man Killed for Hogging Karaoke. A Malaysian man has been stabbed to death for refusing to stop singing and hand over the microphone at a karaoke bar, police say. Abdul Sani Dolly, 23, reportedly angered some of the customers when he hogged the stage at the bar in Sandakan town on eastern Borneo Island. Witnesses say he was attacked and the fight spilled out onto the street. Now, have you ever, I know you're not old enough to go in bars or anything, but have you ever done karaoke or anything like that?
No.
Really?
I've actually been in bars when people are doing that.
So you know what it's like.
Yeah, I've been there.
Have you ever seen somebody, wanting to get up there and sing so bad that he's just got bloodlust in his eyes?
Uh-uh.
And he's like, I swear to God, if this guy sings one more song, I'm going to fucking kill him.
I've seen people sitting there just, hoping someone will kill them because they're so scared to go up there, but one of their friends is making them. I see a lot of people like that around.
Yeah,
someone wants them to do it because they know they'll be embarrassed, but they don't want to be embarrassed.
People are so ridiculous. It's bad if you're like, hey, you want to smoke some weed? And the kid's like, no. But you're like, come on, dude, do it. Everyone's doing it. Like, peer pressuring. But then when you're out in the bar and you're like, so what are you drinking tonight? And you're like, oh, I don't drink. And they're like, oh, you don't drink. He'll have it. And then, they keep pushing it.
And then
pushing
you drink it.
It's like, okay, how about you do some fucking heroin and I'll take a drink? It's like, why would you ever do that? And then it's karaoke. A human life. Granted, it's Malaysia, so I don't know what life is worth around there.
It's
but around here in America,
it's not worth so much either.
Right. But karaoke.
Right.
Like, I would kill somebody over if someone was like, if I will give you $1 million if you kill Brayden, I would kill Brayden, obviously.
Oh,
but
I'm
if
sure.
somebody was like, I'll let you sing karaoke next if you kill Brayden, no dice, dude. I really don't like karaoke.
But this person did.
Apparently.
You got to put yourself in his shoes.
What, a 23-year-old kid just chilling at a bar.
He really likes his fucking karaoke.
I wonder what song.
You don't even know. It's like an addiction.
What song do you think he was singing?
Something awful.
Something just horrid.
Yeah. Probably some pop music of some kind.
He was punched before being stabbed to death with a knife, obviously.
Well, yeah.
His body was found a short distance from the bar. Sandakan's police chief, Rosli Mohid Esau. Really? Your name's Rosli? he said two men were in police custody, helping them with their inquiries. Karaoke, in which amateurs can...
Yes, he was singing Total Eclipse of the Heart. That was from Sir Brentley.
Holla, that's awesome. Is Sir Brentley a new live video listener, or has he been with us for a while?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You're the IP stalker. You always tell me, like, oh, these people...
I used to, but now I don't anymore.
You're not even part of the show anymore,
I know.
I
hardly listen to the shows I'm not on.
I was expecting you to just be like, you know what? I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this stupid fucking podcast. I'm done. I thought, like, dude... I'm a part of society now. I have a job. I can't spend time playing your silly games anymore.
Right. I have a life.
I have a life now.
I don't know if you do.
I'm a cook now. karaoke, in which amateurs can sing along to their favorite songs, first emerged from Japan and became hugely popular across Asia during the 1980s. Thank God that's when I was born, so I don't really remember much of that, before spreading to other parts of the world. So maybe because this is in Asia where it was kind of birthed, like, they take their karaoke really seriously.
Right.
Like
they are the karaoke champions. The Olympic karaoke competition is there every year.
Right. They treat karaoke like we in America treat pimping. Like,
or
you know,
fast
how,
food.
Or fast food. I would kill a nigga for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Karaoke, not so much.
No.
Oh, and that is it for that story. What do you got for us? Episode 124, please.
This one is called...
Oh, hold on. Sir. Really? Oh, did you read that?
No.
Oh. Were you going to?
I don't know. Am not on that page right now.
Okay, well, Sir Brentley from Washington says, that guy who likes his wife fucking others is called a cuckold. That is his fetish. Also, you can find weirdo porno online at populationpace.com. It's a trip to look at. And between this and my last message about porn music, I probably sound like a perv. I know too much about porn. You, my friend, can never know too much about porn.
It's not that he knows too much. It's just he's one of those people that vocalizes how much they know, and like a lot of people, like,
right. Well, actually, it's called.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, right.
It's like I know a lot too. I just don't talk about it. Maybe this one is called "Local Woman Claims to Find Virgin Mary in MRI Image."
No,
yeah,
the Virgin Mary.
And just one more thing. Guess where this story's from?
Our most fucked up state.
Yep,
Florida.
Yep,
the Virgin Mary, as in. You gave birth to Jesus Christ.
Right, that one.
God's only
That's
son.
That's the same one that...
Our Lord and Savior.
Yes, it's the same Virgin Mary.
In her MRI?
In her MRI scan.
So you could say God was on her mind? You missed that shit, huh?
Huh.
My corny, awful fucking comedy joke.
No, I really don't miss it, but it puts a smile on my face because it's just...
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Because you're ridiculous.
I saw you people in the chat room laughing. It's
they laughed.
Funny. This is clogged.
So.
Sorry.
I'm
I'm sorry. That's my mess.
I'm getting kind of tired of all the fucking signs of Virgin Mary they find. They find it in like fucking tortillas and on burnt toast and like in potato. Or they found a cross on potato. It's like, no, dude. That's no. Suffering for nearly a decade with countless medical problems, Pamela Latremore was waiting for a miracle. She says, I pray and talk to God about my health.
I need a miracle? Well, this is what's your problem. You actually have the Virgin Mary in your frontal cortex.
Yeah, she is actually in there, and it's you got
that,
a small head.
That's not the Virgin Mary. That's actually a brain aneurysm.
That's
and
a tumor.
You're actually about to die. It's not a tumor.
She prayed like always while getting an MRI in 2002 and while looking through old medical records. This week she says she found evidence of the prayer being answered. Are you all right? Did you hear anything I just said? It was so funny. I even know why you're laughing.
I'm sorry. That was just funny to me. I don't know why.
Latremore claims her stepdaughter first noticed an image of the Virgin Mary in one of the brain images.
Hmm. So the doctor found it first?
No, her daughter.
Her daughter.
Her daughter noticed the Virgin Mary in it.
Hey, my four-year-old actually says this is the Virgin Mary. And then once that thought is in there, it's like, oh, yeah, I can kind of see it now.
Yeah,
and then
now
it's
I
like
see
those
it.
Those people that record those, what are they called, electronic voice prints, mm-hmm. when they think they have ghosts. And before they listen to it, or before they make someone else listen to it, they'll be like, I think it says this. So now subconsciously you're thinking about that. And when you hear it, it'll be more likely to sound like what they just put in your head it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Like if you didn't read this story and we just posted the picture on the forums or something and we were like, what do you see in this?
Right.
I bet it would be totally different. Like, I even see it now.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, some people might
see it. It actually looks, to me, it looks more like Jesus. Like that, the upper part, but I don't know.
It probably depends a lot on, like, you know, your personality. Like a huge religious person, of course, the first thing they're going to try and see in an image they can't understand is like the Virgin Mary or Jesus.
Especially
or
nowadays, because people are so desperate for that one little sign that like their brains are just working overtime being like, I need a sign. I'm down to nothing. I need Jesus. I need a sign that he really exists because my faith is weak right now. So they're all like hyperactive,
so
thinking they see it in other places. They think they see it. They tell other people, this is the Virgin Mary. And now because they said what it looks like, now they're thinking it and it just spreads like that. And it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can understand in toast. Like, really, why would God put a sign inside your fucking brain? Like, if God wanted to give people a sign, that means he wants people to see it.
Well,
your little fucking brain isn't, well,
in the MRI.
But what I'm saying is, why a piece of toast? Why
a
fucking
God
tree?
Works in mysterious ways.
It's called faith. That's why it's called faith.
Right.
Fuck off.
I hate toast coffee. Okay.
I know. That's like my go-to fucking card.
When they can't think of anything else, it's
boom.
That's just
it's
faith.
It's called faith, sucker.
Or God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Okay.
It's like, really? Is
cool.
That...
So does the tooth fairy.
Right.
So
Latremore tells News Channel 5, she's like, oh my God, you have the Mother Mary in your head.
Oh.
The picture
Why,
gave her,
yes, I do.
The picture gave her divine inspiration of how to pay some of her overwhelming medical bills. She's posting it for sale on eBay.
Of course. God said I was supposed to sell this on eBay so I could pay for my medical
costs.
See,
that was God's real plan.
Right. God works in mysterious ways.
He's like,
ways.
If I make it so it looks like the Virgin Mary's in her MRI, she can sell it and pay off all these bills she has.
Right.
And her life will be better, even though
of
she's
course.
Still dying. But
of course.
She's
well,
distracted
we're
now.
All dying, Braden. Right. We're all
true.
Dying.
That's true.
That's
but
so
she's
great.
Dying a little faster.
You're going to be gone a little quicker than
yeah,
the rest of us.
You don't have
us.
As long as like us.
That's so amazing to me.
She admits she's heard from some people who don't think the image looks like anything divine. Some even call
no!
it a blasphemous scam.
You're using Jesus to make money.
Yep. So
oh,
does every church
hey,
in the world.
That's the church's job, yeah. Not yours.
They're pissed because you're taking, you know, that away.
You're
from
taking
them.
Away money
only
from
the church can you
right.
know, profit
because
from
if God really thought the church needed money, he would just give them money.
God needs a lot of money, man.
Hey, God makes money.
Like that George Carlin skit where he's all talking
yeah.
about that.
Yeah. So is that for that story, or is there...
There's a little more, but
well,
she
please?
Says her intentions are good, explaining she's trying to help not only herself, but everyone else suffering from similar medical issues.
My intentions are good. I'm trying not to go bankrupt.
I'm trying to survive. Watch out for my star player.
Hey, day to day, man. You gotta keep tabs on your star player.
Mm-hmm. Latremore claims her health problems were caused by Agent Orange. I don't know.
What? How is old is this lady?
I don't know.
I haven't seen Agent Orange since
that?
Back in Nam.
I've never heard about that.
Agent, I'm going to sound really ignorant right now because I don't know exactly what it was.
Uh-huh.
What I've heard is, word on the street is, Agent Orange is something they used to use in Nam to like spray stuff with. That's all I know. I'm a fucking retard. I don't know. It's like some toxic thing or something.
Let's see what Wiki
says. I don't know.
TheJaml.com/feedback
if you know what Asian Orin is, please.
Or I could just read it out of this.
Oh,
right
did
here.
You find it? Well, please. Never mind. What is it?
Or Agent Orange.
Really?
Yes, really. Agent Orange is code name for a powerful herbicide and defilant used by
a thing they sprayed on shit?
Mm-hmm.
Holla!
Used by the U.S. military in its herbicidal warfare programming during the Vietnam War. See, so you were totally right. It is exactly that.
I was totally right. Sorry.
You called it. So, yeah, that's it. I'll go back to the story.
Is that for that story?
No.
No.
I drink. Actually, I lost my spot. according to the Department of Justice, was manufactured and leaked in her hometown, Jacksonville, Arkansas, decades ago.
Wow.
Yeah. She hopes to use the eBay sale to raise awareness, saying, even if I got a dollar for it, for the amount of people who would look at it and read the story underneath it, that would be, for me, blessing enough.
If any of you guys have an eBay account, would you please buy that for us? I would like it.
Buy for it's going to be expensive.
Do you think people... Okay, yeah. Well, let's take guesses right now. How much money do you think that will go for?
At least a couple $100.
At least hundreds?
Yeah, it's in the hundreds.
Ye of little faith.
I think there's going to be a lot of people. Oh my God, it's the Virgin Mary.
Holy shit.
Are there people that think it's really...
How many people are just going to right click, save as, and then print it out themselves?
Yeah, got it.
Got it. Thank you.
But I want the original.
Because
just a copy.
The original one's holy.
Right.
Like it's like that's normal copies. Every time you copy it, it gets less and less holy.
Right.
Right.
That's the only real one.
That's just the staying power of our Lord. It doesn't last
long. This thing
long.
Causes miracles.
That's what
this
I've
thing
heard.
Makes miracles happen.
It's what I've heard.
It's a blessing, she admits. It's unconventional, but feels it is too picture perfect to pass up.
Picture perfect, because it's a picture.
Yeah.
And it's Jesus, and
right,
that's
so
perfect.
It's perfect.
Wow.
What's the Virgin Mary?
Wow.
But she's probably perfect, too.
Oh. Hallelujah.
As I'm going to question it, and I believe God works in miraculous ways.
Really?
Bid started at $20. The auction on the item will close on December 16th.
December 16th?
We should check
What's
it
today?
Out on eBay. It's the
December
8th.
December 8th.
Yeah.
We should.
We should see how much it's up to.
We should put in fake bids and get our hopes up.
But if you win it, you gotta
We should make it. An account called JC and be like, I've been watching you. Yes, it was
Don't
me.
Don't profit off
It
of
was me.
Me
that put my mother's image in thy brain, so thou could profit from
so
thy
when you...
holy nature.
Would you type it like that?
Yes, I would
like
type it. I would type it exactly
What would your email
like
address
that?
Would be?
My It would be jc@heaven.org.
info@heaven.org.
Yes.
Or .gov.
Oh, that's fun.
All right, well, that's it for that story.
Hey, Brayden, is that for that story?
That's it for that one. All right.
Well, are there clues? Are the jamhole.com/forms working
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, but I don't think there's any.
No clues? Okay. Well, this one is called...
What?
No, actually, this one is called Woman Swept to Sea During Proposal on Oregon Coast. You can go ahead and file this one under God Works in Mysterious Ways.
Yep.
Keskowin, Oregon, a romantic marriage proposal on the Oregon coast. Picture this, if you will. Let me take you there. A beautiful sunny day. Mm-hmm. The Oregon coast, a slight warm breeze, the sound of birds chirping in the air. Your lovely bride-to-be, yourself, out having a little picture-taking, see? You're about to pop the question. But then, it all goes horribly wrong. A romantic marriage proposal on the Oregon coast turned deadly for the bride-to-be when a wave swept her out to sea. Scott...
That's convenient. He's like, thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, God.
You, my prayers have been answered.
You and me, bud.
Sometimes I just wish someone would just sweep my wife
That's
away.
Weird. Like last night, it's like, God, I wish a wave would just come and sweep you out to sea.
Whoa.
Scott Napper had taken 22-year-old Leah Phil Alfor... What the... Really? Alfork to Proposal Rock near Neskowen Beach to pop the question at a place that got its name from couples ready to marry. I wonder how many other women have been swept out to sea at this place. Like, everyone knows that's where you go to get your wife taken care of. Like, I don't really want to marry you.
But why does that place do that?
Because that's where the tides are strong.
Yeah.
That's where the Jesus is focused. Uh-huh. It's focused in that one spot.
Gotcha.
Napper and Alfork have been dating since they met on the blank in 2005. They met on the blank. Two syllables.
I don't know.
If you're in a relationship...
MySpace.
MySpace is on the...
Oh, the internet.
The...
Gotcha.
The internet. They met on the internet in...
Probably Match.com.
Probably in 2005. But Alfork had arrived in Oregon on a visa from the Philippines just 3 days before the fateful trip to the coast. That's weird. Like a mail order situation, you think?
Maybe. Possible.
It's probable.
Napper, the Philippines, you say?
Yes.
Can you get mail orders from?
Yes.
Okay. Then yes. That's probably.
Actually,
it.
My mom knows a guy here that did that.
Really?
And they went to his wedding and shit, and then they went to the thing where she took the test and became an American citizen and like
wow.
took. She's hot, but she's not from here. You didn't meet her at the bar.
And I actually bought her.
Right. Like, that's borderline prostitution,
yeah,
bud.
Like, she probably doesn't even like me,
he's
but
like, in
she's
the,
stuck with me.
In the terms of use, it specifically states you cannot have sex the first day she gets there because that's prostitution. You have to wait a few days.
You have to get married first.
Right, yes. She's been saving herself for you. Napper said the tide had receded around Proposal Rock on Saturday when the couple began to walk to it. He planned to propose and give her the ring he carried in his pocket. About 10 feet from the rock, a wave about 3 feet high suddenly came toward them. He looked over, said, "Oh, fuck," pushed her and took off.
Exactly.
He's like, "It can't possibly sweep both of us out to sea." Mm-hmm. Later, dude. quote, "I turned to it to keep from getting pulled under it," Napper said. By the time he turned to find Alfork, only 4'11" and 93 pounds, definitely mail order. They don't eat well until they get here. They
right.
always they always
they're
come
starved.
Their guarantee is under a buck. she had been caught by the receding waters. Quote, "She was about 30 feet away, getting swept away," Napper said. The 45-year-old Silverton man tore off his jacket to get rid of any extra weight, and when he looked up again, she was gone.
Mm-mm, that's a shame.
I know. You should have just dove in. He's like, oh, taking off
take
my shoes.
My shoes.
Better get rid of any extra weight, because right? I'm a big fat ass, and, you know, yeah. any extra weight's only going to weigh me down.
I can't swim with all this shit.
I know,
on,
like,
you know?
10 minutes later, he comes back, and he's like, fuck.
He actually left, took his clothes off, put on a wetsuit, came back.
Came back.
Where is she?
He's like, I got the scuba gear. Where?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's like 40 minutes later.
This is going to cost me another $1,500 to get
cool.
another one.
Jesus. This is the third time.
That was the last one under
Maybe
5 feet
I should
tall.
Stop taking my mail order brides to this location
right?
every time.
Hey, yes, absolutely. Quote, "That's the last I saw of her. Thank God," he said in an interview Wednesday, breaking into fake tears. Emergency personnel called by someone on the beach arrived within minutes. His own phone no longer worked after being exposed to the water. Along with rescuers, he searched for any sign of Alfork. Quote, "I yelled for her," he said. "I was praying to God." Of course.
Of course.
Always when you're at your lowest. He's like, "I was an atheist till this happened." And then, I mean.
And then that's proof enough for me.
What else
How
do you
do? How can God not exist?
You know? I asked you to. You did.
Yeah. That's
We're
all
good.
I need. It's like, you know, if you're real, sink this cruise ship.
I wasn't
while
even
you're
crying.
Out on the sea.
Those tears were God's idea. I was like, thanks. made it look more convincing. At one point, he saw someone wearing red, the color of her jacket, on the shore, signaling for him. But he quickly realized it was a rescuer. That, oh man, could you imagine, like, just for that split second, you look like you are gonna marry this bitch, and you lost her, your love.
I can't afford to go.
You spent so much money getting her here and all that shit.
She was not cheap.
Gone. And then you look over, oh, just like... Hi, and then just boom, yeah. Breaking down to gone. Nothing, just fucking gone.
Dead problem, just smashed.
I've done that too, like I've been waiting and shit, and like you look up and think you see him, and you're like, like it's so disappointing. That's so awesome. They're like, what color was her jacket? Okay, guys, we're gonna need the red ones today. And they all, oh man, everywhere he looks, it's like, thick fog and dangerous water conditions hampered the rescue efforts before the search was suspended on Monday. Her 25-year-old sister, Nova Alfork, said the family hopes the body can be recovered. That's awesome. They're like, hey, it's okay. There's one left. As soon as you find the body, let us know and we'll send you this one. Quote, my mother is always crying day and night, Nova said. By the telephone from the Philippines. She wants my sister back. Even if she is dead, she wants her body to bury. Aw, that's sad.
That is sad.
Should have had a better life so she didn't have to get sent away mail order style.
Right.
Huh? The Tillamook County Sheriff's Office is routinely checking the beach and looking for possible witnesses, said Sheriff. Police don't suspect foul play, he said, because God helped with the fake tears.
Oh.
And that is it for that story. So... are we done, or do you want?
Oh, I can do
shit.
One more.
Do another story, and I'll do another one. Then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Okay, this one is called "Sex Act: Fatal Crash Driver Jailed." It's kind of a shitty title. Like,
excuse
look how it's
me,
written out.
I didn't know you could get private messages on this. We
really?
Just got a message from Indy. He says, "Hey, sorry, I can't read it over there. Hey, new to the Jam Hole, and you guys rocks. Definitely gonna subscribe." How's about that?
Sweet.
Thank you, live video.
Just going to throw this out there while you're subscribing. Why don't you go to podcastalley.com and vote for us also?
That would be greatly appreciated.
That would be cool.
Then,
or you could write a review on iTunes even.
Or that. Or you could just give us money. We have a P.O.
You
box.
You could donate.
We
you
have
could
a donate.
Send us some shit.
Send us stuff. If you have stuff and you're like, this is cool, but I'm done with it.
And
I think
I'd like you to see
I
it.
I would like you guys. Yeah, like a little show and tell.
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, I got a present for you guys.
Maybe we'll do something like that on Christmas. Everyone can throw their names in a thing, and we'll, like, send each other stuff. I got a lot of cool stuff I could send.
Like, just something that you own?
Yeah, just random stuff. Like, not trash or junk. Like,
right.
Something
just,
cool.
Yeah.
Like, maybe my ping pong paddle, or my TIA 93 calculator I never use, or my Buddy Christ bobblehead, or my cat. You might get a cat. Who knows?
You could get anything.
You could. Oh, Indy. podcastalley.com, search for the Jam Hole, or thejamhole.com, click vote, and it's there. Sorry. Please continue.
Okay, but look how this title is written out. That's
okay.
Awful.
Please,
Sex
say
Act?
That. Start over.
This
I apologize.
One is called...
Indy apologizes. You're welcome, Indy.
He can
You are
it.
Forgiven.
Okay.
You go.
This one is called Sex Act, Fatal Crash, Driver Jailed.
Yes.
All like that.
Sex Act,
yes.
Fatal Crash, Driver Jailed. Sex Act, Fatal Crash, Driver Jailed. That's a metal song just waiting to be born.
That's like a Death
Sex
Block
Act,
song.
Metal crash, metal crash,
That's what they need. They need new
That's
episodes
awesome.
Of Metalocalypse.
Yes, I need more of those.
Although the Super Jail is good. There's
Super
new
Jail
episodes
is good.
Of that.
I enjoy that a
yeah,
lot.
That's crazy. Okay, so a drink driver... It actually says drink driver who killed a father and son in a motorway crash was performing a sex act on himself minutes before the collision.
Yes. So is that why?
He was beating off and he was too busy like with his dick. He looked up. Oh, shit.
Okay. We had an employee meeting at work this morning. I did not make it to the meeting because I was late, but I got the gist of what
You're
the meeting
late to
was.
Work all the time.
I cannot make it to work at 8 o'clock to save my fucking
and they
life.
They still are just like whatever.
Sometimes
WV.
My cat, because see, I don't have an alarm clock because it's on my cell phone. It's so loud, like it works great, but it's touchscreen and it's like the big green button is turn it off and no more. And then the other button is snooze. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when it's going off, my cat hears it and she like steps on the phone and it turns it off. And then
before it wakes you up.
Right. And I just and then I get a phone call and it's like 8:10 and I'm like, "Oh right, I had to work today." But yeah, what was I saying before that? I don't know. Read the story.
That's like the excuse. Why are you late for school? My alarm clock's broken.
Yeah.
But you use that excuse
I can't,
all the time.
Oh, right. The whole car crash thing. So the whole point of the meeting is it's getting icy out. We drive work trucks. You know, we have a bunch of trucks and stuff. And it's like, just be aware that it takes you longer to stop. You know, trucks full of like 2 or 3 tons of water and shit. Yeah. Like it gets momentum going. When it's icy out, don't jerk and drive. Like, that's a summer.
Or just don't do that.
Well, no.
Maybe he's not good.
Just don't do that.
He's not good
You're
at jerking off and doing
just,
that.
You
Some
can't,
people can't do that and you, still drive.
You can't tell people just not to jerk and drive, dude.
But
that's not going to happen.
Can't handle that.
What I am saying is jerking and driving is a seasonal thing. You can't do it year-round.
Only
I
summer.
Can, but you don't drive like I drive. I have skills. You don't even know. I went to school. I'm a driver, like the game. I can jerk and drive and roll cigarettes and send Twitter messages. But don't jerk and drive because shit like this will happen. And then if something bad does happen and you're in a wreck and your fucking shit's around your ankles, how's that going to look? Not good. So just do it in the summertime. Otherwise, just
so
don't
we
do
got,
it.
We can add this to the list.
Jerking and driving
has killed
more people than marijuana.
Because I'm pretty sure a couple people died.
Please.
Imran Hussein. That's a nice name.
MDS says, this is much better than Stern. Thank you. I like to think so, too, because I don't really enjoy listening to Howard Stern, but
no,
I enjoy
don't.
Listening to our shows just because I'm in it, but I still enjoy it. Like,
yeah,
there's parts right. that make me laugh, like, really, and it's cool. It's Thank good. You.
So Imran Hussein was driving at speeds of up to 120 miles per hour.
Okay, hold on. Stop right there. Definitely don't jerk and drive
at 120.
Over the, not, don't even exceed the speed limit at all.
Go under, like, 5.
Well, don't do that, because then I'm behind you, and I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. What are you doing, jerking off? Actually,
yeah. I am.
But 120 miles an hour, just like fucking autopilot, all right.
Just cruise control.
Cruise control, fucking shift, fucking jerking it, fucking yeah. Really, dude? That's
no, you
awesome.
Just do it one hand. You got one hand jerking it, the other one on the stick, and then you're using your knees for the steering.
Fucking cruise control.
And then you swerve every time you push in the clutch because
oh,
the steering wheel moves.
And then maybe he came and it just went all over the windshield
oh,
and he couldn't
fucking,
see.
He just went out of control. And
yes.
his windshield wipers, is, you know, is on the inside, so
yes.
nothing you can do.
Yes.
Okay, so of 120 miles per hour minutes before he... plowed into the back of a Fiat Punto carrying the Proctor family from Wakefield.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sucks.
He is
nailed. You killed family
yeah.
because you couldn't wait to get home to jerk it. You had to jerk and drive. And you were in a hurry going over 120 miles an hour
right.
while jerking and
well,
driving.
Well, he was like, I really want to get home and jerk
but
off
I
to
really,
this new porn.
I really
but
wanna...
I need to now, so I'll just jerk right. off a little to hold me over until I get home.
Right.
But somebody he had to get there quicker, you know.
That's...
You know how it is.
Well, yeah, but I'm not fucking making up my fucking shot of heroin while I'm driving. Like, I'll wait till I get home
or
when
you'll
I
go
was
park somewhere.
When I was doing that, or I'll go park somewhere if I was at work. But I don't do that anymore, so it's all good. But I'm saying I never did that in the car unless like I was at work and shit. And I definitely wasn't doing it going 120 down the fucking highway, dude. Holy Christ.
I heard some interesting news.
About me?
Yeah.
Please.
I don't know if it's like a rumor or something.
Or if you're supposed to say it on the show.
Well, I can... Well, I don't give a fuck.
Really. Oh, well, please.
But I heard that from someone that knows a new employee at where you work.
Right.
That
I'm an asshole?
He heard from people at work that they've seen you shooting up in the bathroom.
They saw me?
Yeah, that you've been caught doing it.
I've never been caught doing that
yeah,
at work.
Yeah, see, so I don't know.
That's crazy. I would tell you guys,
word on the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know who the new guy is. He's in that band.
Right. So you probably know who the other person I'm talking about is that told me about it.
I don't know. I don't know any of his friends, really.
Oh, it's our person in the band.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't really know. That's crazy, though. Like, why would you?
I don't know. Huh. I mean, so I guess apparently people are telling him that you've been caught doing that because he must have got it from somewhere.
That's funny. That sounds like we're talking about getting caught jerking off in the bathroom. You might think that, but nay, that's not what.
So I don't know where that came from.
Our MySpace is myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Everything's on thejamhole.com if you just look around there instead of asking
there.
While
just
we're doing the show.
Around
the I'm an
site.
Asshole because I have to look at it, but you should wait till we're done or something.
Right.
We'll do a little after show if anyone's in here new to the show and you have any questions. We'll do a little Q&A for you. How's that? Okay, continue. Sorry. Why are people going around telling people that I've been caught shooting up dope in the fucking bathroom at where I work?
That's why I wanted to tell you.
That's fucking what?
I know.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That almost makes me want to start doing it again just so that could have a chance of happening.
Leave the door open when you're doing it. Crack it open. Don't lock it.
Just fucking walk in and put my shit on the fucking main office desk and just have a seat and just get fucking.
Right. Just...
Like, really, guys? That's amazing.
I wonder why that would start. I don't know.
I wonder how the subject of me shooting up at work
started saying that.
Came up in the first place. Everyone at work knows. They know what I went to the doctor for and shit.
Mm. Well, then I might have
been making jokes one day and said something about how I used to do it in the bathroom and used to do it at work all the time and no one noticed because I maintained my shit. I wasn't like fucking ridiculous, but I'm just an addict either way. I mean, there's no denying that.
You're an addict no matter.
I'm just saying, if you didn't have some fucking shit right now, I would be like, all right, you know. But I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
May I continue?
Please. Thank you for asking permission. I appreciate that.
I just want to make sure you were done.
I'm done. Because
we could go on. I'm just saying.
I could talk about dope all day. Yeah. I mean, what do you want to know?
Gary Proctor, 47, and son James, 16, died in the smash on the M62 motorway near Rockdale on the 3rd of August.
Oh, man. That's so crazy to me that, like, really, God... let this dude live who was jerking off doing a buck 20, but you killed these kids that might have had bright futures. God's like, no, dude, those kids were in a gang. They raped and killed people. I know what I'm doing.
I'm a professional.
I'm a professional. I made you, actually.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Hussein of Bradford was jailed for 8 years at Manchester Crown Court.
Manchester, mate! Give it fun for the old man, you!
The 32-year-old pleaded guilty to 2 counts of causing death by dangerous driving and 1 count of driving with excess alcohol at a previous hearing.
So he had a little past with being bad driving.
The court heard, word on the street...
Holla?
...is that Hussein's erect penis was exposed when motorists came to his aid after the crash.
No!
Like, he's all in his
he's
car,
like,
all fucked up, and his dick's out.
Better get my dick out.
And still on it.
Hey, you have some explaining to do. It wasn't me, it was my dick.
The dick was doing the driving, not me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They sentenced him to 8 years for each of the 2 counts of causing death by dangerous driving.
Do you think
be served concurrently?
You just got in a wreck. He was conscious. Would you not maybe want to put your dick away before you talk to the cops or
anybody? Well, he got
anybody?
In a wreck.
Right.
So he was probably...
I've been in wrecks before. If my dick was out, I would definitely put it back
in. But he was probably fucked. He ran into someone's car going like 120.
Right. I caught that part. Yeah. But I'm saying, if you're conscious, you should make an effort just put your dick back in.
He probably wasn't.
It might be helpful when you're charged with whatever you've done.
Well, then, yeah, at least you didn't have your dick out when you did it.
Right.
Like, no matter what you do, and
I'm
you get caught
you
doing
five...
it, if your dick isn't out, it's a little better.
Right. You're getting an extra 5 no matter matter what you do, if you do it with your dick out. Right. Like, that's just automatic.
No matter what it is.
Before we even start the trial, saying you have 5 years.
If you get caught selling someone a bag of weed with your dick out, you'll get you'll get put away for longer.
You just don't do that.
You just don't.
I don't go to work every day with my dick out. Right? I mean, that's
not just... every day. You wait till you get in the car.
Well, sometimes. That's because you try not getting a boner when you're driving over a fucking 5 mile long
stretch of
washerboard. It vibrates the whole truck, and I'm sorry, my balls and shit were sitting on the seat of the truck, and it started going like, you know.
Kind of nice.
Fuck you. So sad for that story?
Yes.
All right. Let me read one more here, and we'll get the fuck out of here for the evening. Oh, my God. So many things happening today. Stalkers. We could talk about possessions, possessed by the devil, speaking of God. Or, I'm torn between God.
Give them to me.
Okay, either... This one is called Pelahatchie Students Claim Girl Possessed by Devil.
Okay.
Or this one is called Accused Killer Wanted to Be Cooked and Eaten, Court Told.
Go with one.
The
I vote. The, how the about possess, we have our listeners
Possessed
vote.
By Devil? I don't think our listeners give a shit.
Probably
but...
not. Well, then we'll do my choice unless you feel otherwise.
Please. Okay. Well, we can, since we're talking about God. So, yeah, this one is called Pelahatchie Students Claim Girl Possessed by Devil. Student says she was a voice for God. Pelahatchie, Mississippi. Students at a Pelahatchie high school said for 3 days this week, a girl there spoke in tongues and made grave predictions for her classmates. Like
I'm predicting your future, and it is dark.
It is not good.
And
I predict,
not gonna, and it's coming very soon.
You are going to move on to a prosperous life, sucking dick for crack, and probably turning tricks to make the rent.
And it'll happen in the next couple of months.
It's very soon. Actually, I'm seeing. Yes, it's already happened. Is this true?
She it's like scaring the kitty. Calm down.
Sorry, kitty. She goes running, crying home. Some of those predictions included when students would die. Do you think she just got like the new iPhone and she was using the fucking magic 8-ball thing?
Yes, and she was asking it.
She went to that website whenwillidie.com and just like telling people. Pelahatchie High School students called the 16 WAPT newsroom convinced that an evil spirit had taken over LaShondra Clanton. So this chick at my school, she's been going around, like, real weird chick.
Uh-huh.
Her name's LaShonta. I don't know if you know her.
I don't think I know her.
LaShonta Clanton. But anyway, she goes around and she, like, knows when people are going to die.
Really?
It's crazy.
Like, for real?
We were thinking about calling the news station because we think she's possessed.
Like,
by,
do you
like,
think what she says is actually going to happen?
Well,
like,
I don't know yet. Only time will tell, my friend.
That's pretty crazy.
It was disturbing to a lot of
that
students.
That is disturbing. That's
we agree.
What I was thinking.
It's disturbing me.
I'm disturbed.
I'm just pretending I was there, and
I
I'm
would
disturbed.
Listen to some Disturbed while
right?
reading
I'm
this.
I'm stupefied.
And I would be...
yes, I'm so stupefied. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's good.
This week, thank you. This week, Sparks said one of his classmates came to school in tears. She was speaking in a deep voice, he said, and sometimes spoke in tongues. Have you ever heard somebody speak
no,
in tongues?
No, I would really like to, actually.
You know who else spoke in tongues?
Huh.
Jim Jones. Yeah. You know what happened to them?
It didn't end well.
Didn't end well.
For about 100 or so.
For about 900, try. Sparks said Clanton told students about little-known facts in their past and made predictions on how some of them would die. Quote, it made some students cry and leave school, Sparks said. Some have not returned yet. Ooh. Do you think she, like, is so delusional in these predictions with God and stuff that she's actually killing the students on the day she said they would die, thus making it true in
Maybe.
Her head?
That'd be pretty cool, serial killer.
Don't make a movie about that. That's my idea.
Are you going to make a movie out of that?
No, but I don't want anyone else.
Shut the fuck up.
That's my idea.
It'd be nice if that. I mean, that could be a good movie.
Could be. It fucking should be.
Yeah. So let someone make it.
Let me make it, or you can make it, but I want to get paid.
I'll film it, and you can act. I just
want to
star in it.
I just want to move to Amsterdam and do this show live and live. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
Like, you better save some fucking money, prick. Sparks said, Sparks and his classmates said they think an evil spirit possessed the girl. So we had a meeting after school, like all of us, like the whole school,
the whole entire school, me and the gymnasium at 3:15.
Don't laugh, but this is what we came up with.
Okay.
Okay. We think an evil spirit possessed her. Mm-hmm. This is my straight face.
What are you thinking about?
Like, I'm thinking that your school needs to raise its standards and teach its
students
better.
I know what
better.
I think about when I need to keep a straight face now.
This?
Yeah.
Lashandra being possessed by an evil spirit.
Because that actually happens, right? People actually get possessed.
Right.
That's real.
I've seen Exorcist and Emily Rose.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's real.
They were based on true events.
Well, based.
They were so convinced that Sparks and his friends brought Bibles to school and had
crosses?
A devotional.
Oh, wow.
They held hands.
Did they exercise her?
They need to.
How much weight did you lose?
Like exercising, right? Not like demons out.
Yes.
Quote, some believe, some don't, Clanton said. They say it was the devil, but the devil only tells lies. Everything I said was the truth. Clanton said she admits she spoke in tongues and made predictions for her classmates. Yeah, I'll admit that. But she said it was God speaking through her, not the devil. Hmm. How would you know?
Yeah, how can you really tell, I guess?
You can't ever tell.
Yeah.
It's really two sides
to
one circle.
What do you have to base it off of, you know? How do you know? You don't.
It's called faith, brother.
Yep.
It's called
God
faith.
God works in mysterious ways.
Hey,
man.
You look into my heart, you know what you'll find?
Faith.
Faith, brother.
Faith plus one.
Faith plus one. No gold? Fuck Jesus.
I love it. It kind of sounds like you love Jesus a little too much.
That's so awesome. Quote, I didn't cuss anyone out, Clanton said. If it was a demon, I would have tore that school up. Duh. You've seen the movies. Demons tell you to go fuck your mother and then they spit on you.
And they do some crazy shit. Their heads spin around.
Right.
Like,
did any of you ever see my head do that?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Like, did I stab myself in the cunt with a cross?
This is all God, baby. All God, all the time.
That's probably one of the craziest scenes in any movie, I think. That part. That part is fucked up. I haven't seen that movie
that
in such a long
time. That when she comes down the stairs all contorted. That shit creeps me out when they do that fast motion camera. Oh, that creeps me out.
It's like in The Ring when she walked up the well and it's all her bones are all cracking.
I would have thrown desks and everything. I didn't say no cuss words at all. Pillahatchie school officials wouldn't comment, but Clanton's mother said the school had counselors and a youth pastor talk to her daughter. So it sounds like it's a Christian school or, you know, some kind of private religious school if they have pastors on duty and shit. Do you think maybe she just had a breakdown, like too much Christ overload,
it? See, when I always thought that when people are possessed, they just, like, gone crazy and lost their mind and just, you know, broke down completely, like schizophrenia or something, just some crazy weird disorder that is really rare,
right,
that makes you fucking crazy like
and then
that.
She just,
and since people think demons and the devil are like that, well, they think that's what it
I'm
is.
Just thinking because that's her environment.
True.
She based her delusions on a god devil kind of relationship,
because that's what she's drowned in.
Like, if she would have been in a public school, it could have been something totally different, but
true.
Because this is what they do. Alright, if it's like the Christian school I went to, like every Wednesday you had to go to chapel, and then every Friday you had to say your memorized Bible verses, but every day you had religion class. Yeah, like it's all day long, pretty much.
Like,
whenever you went to the principal's office, they would always be like, well, what would Jesus have done in that situation? Mm-hmm. Like, just, it's really just It comes. It's crazy.
Jesus is everything.
Everything. It's so nuts. It's cultish. I mean, obviously that's what.
Well, yeah. It's
the
so.
Word,
they're
but,
like they live their life like so much by that.
Creepy shit. And like it causes so many problems.
I know,
like
it's so bad.
Do you think if that was the way we should be doing things, things would get better because there's so many people that believe? Like I don't know. Maybe I just see it from the negative side, but shit sucks,
kind of. I'm kind of a pessimist. But you know what's so great about being a pessimist?
You never let down.
Yeah, I mean, you know. How can I be disappointed when I think the worst is going to happen?
That's true. You know? Joyce Spence says she believes God is using her daughter to touch students at Pelahatchie High School. The principal said that's fine as long as she didn't touch them inappropriately. Quote, they said they didn't know what to do, Spence said. They didn't know how to handle the problem, and they really didn't come up with a solution. That's true, because if it's a Christian school,
right,
and she's saying, God is speaking through me, who are you to say, no, he's not? Like,
right.
You have to. Because
they think it's real.
That's the same as going up to a student and killing them and saying, sorry, the devil made me do it. I had no control. I tried to stop it, but the devil made me do it.
Because if the devil is real, that's a legitimate reason.
If you teach that, that is legitimate. That's that's crazy. So who are you to say that she's not? And that's where I think their problem is. They're like, we want to say you're fucking nuts because that never happens, but we make a lot of money being a private Christian
school. So we can't really do that.
Can you tell God to not do that during school time? Why don't you tell God to speak through one of the teachers, okay? And then,
Can you tell God, can you deliver God a message for me, please?
Right. That's a tough place to be. Spark's father said he's unsure what to believe about Clanton's experience, but he said that school officials should have told parents about what happened. Instead, they heard it from their children. Quote, it disrupted class, and I think they could have done a little bit better. It looks like he's kind of laying the groundwork for a good, solid lawsuit.
Yeah,
he's like,
that's
you
a
know,
good start, you know.
I feel you could have done a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Just try.
I need some money.
I need some of that fucking...
some of that lawsuit money.
Some of that
money.
School-funded government money.
Yeah, give us some of that money.
Clanton continues to go to class. She said God hasn't spoken through her since Wednesday. Huh. That's weird. Her mother said the school didn't punish her daughter, though officials warned her that if she disrupts class, they will send her home. Meanwhile, around town, especially in Pelahatchie's churches, people have been debating if Clanton is delivering messages from God, from the devil, or any spirit at all.
No, she's just crazy.
They're like,
bitch.
Is it God? Is it that devil? Or is it all just bullshit?
Right. It's one of those.
Yeah, and that is it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that is it for that story. So.
Sweet.
Are we done?
I guess
done
so.
And
we
done?
Don't have
What's...
any clues or anything.
There's no clues? Huh. All right. Well, that's fine. I guess what's the time, please? TheJamhole.com/feedback. We got 20 more minutes to... Actually, we should end it. Our shows have been going really long lately.
Well, we usually do 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30, but lately they've been like 2 hours. Mm. So, yeah, that is going to be about it for tonight. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to all the new listeners that joined us on live video. If you would ever like to email us, need advice, or just want to say hi, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where you can find everything else. We have myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. We have youtube.com/thejamhole. We have twitter.com/thejamhole. Thejamhole.com/donate. We have t-shirts, medium, large, and extra large. And for an extra $25, Belay Bunny will go to sleep with them for a couple weeks. So when you get them, they will smell like hot, sexy cyber love. Vote for us on Podcast Alley if you haven't for the month of December, and we will talk to you. Well, you will not. You work Wednesday and Friday.
Yep.
You want to do Saturday show?
I work.
Work? Okay.
I mean, it'll be late.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We'll see you next Monday.
Well, although, no, I'll probably get off work around the same time you do.
On Friday?
On Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday? Yeah. You want to do it Saturday, maybe?
We can do that.
Maybe. We'll see. I will see you guys back Wednesday night with either Matt or Ben, or maybe just myself. Maybe, actually, Bunny, if she can get off her leash for a while, she might come co-host the show with me.
That's
live.
A short leash these days.
I know, it's mighty short these
Getting
days.
Getting shorter and shorter.
But thank you so much again, Bunny, for lending me $100 for this other camera. I'm glad everything worked out. That is fantastic. Hey, when did Keith and the girl start doing live video? It wasn't episode 123, I'll tell you that shit.
So.
Yeah.
It's a whole new level.
A whole new world, man. I'm just a quick learner. I saw what they did that worked really well, and I'm just like copying
it
word for
word.
When
you kind of work in overdrive, like you do everything really fast, you got
to
get everywhere really fast.
I try to.
You can't wait. You're like
in
such a hurry all
the time.
I need
it now.
It's like, you know, maybe that's why you did the pills. You need the slow.
I know. The shit mellowed me down. When I used to do computer tech support, like in home and shit, I would get so baked beforehand because, like, you're fixing computers and they run slow. So I get stoned. I'm on the same level as the computer,
right,
and
you're
it's
not,
all
like,
good.
Getting frustrated because it's so slow and not working.
So this did work out great. I don't think we're going to use just the audio feed for live shows anymore. I think from now on, the jam. jamhole.com/live video is where this is going to be at. So Wednesday, show up around 7 or 8 p.m. and just follow us on Twitter. I use that always to let you guys know what time the show is, who's going to be on, when I'm delivering food, if people didn't tip me, their name and address and phone number, so you can call them up and call them dirty names or whatever.
Your cat's pretty
Holy shit.
Oh, she's moving.
That's so,
she was all laying. Like,
that's so crazy.
Wow.
All right.
She sits like a person.
I know. My cat's awesome. Well, we'll see you guys Wednesday night, probably around 7 p.m., more like 8 p.m. Montana time with Matt or Ben. Goodbye.
Or by yourself.
Or by myself. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's been amazing. Goodbye. I love you all.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.